From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A study in California's low desert region has shown that switching to drip irrigation for growing sweet corn can significantly conserve water, curb fertilizer use, and boost crop yield. That's according to the University of California Cooperative Extension researchers who conducted trials in Imperial County, the state's top sweet corn producing area, with an average of 8,000 acres planted a year. The study was conducted over the past two growing seasons. Leftover brewer's yeast is sometimes mixed into livestock feed as a source of protein and vitamins, but there may be even more reasons to continue this practice, according to findings by a team of scientists with the Agricultural Research Service's. Laboratory studies suggest that using leftover brewer's yeast as a feed additive may benefit the environment by helping cows belch less methane into the air. Further cow feeding trials are necessary to fully assess its potential. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected another bear bid to dismiss litigation alleging that its Roundup weed killer causes cancer as the German company tries to avoid potentially billions of dollars in damages. AgriMarketing.com reports the justices turned away a Bayer appeal and left in place a lower court decision upholding an $87 million judgment awarded in a California lawsuit. On June 21st, the Supreme Court rejected a Bayer appeal in a different Roundup case. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.